This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 195 of Tech Webcast Podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 18th of February, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. I am not Jason. I am Brian Boer, filling in for Jason. But I do have Brad and Steve and our special guest, Sarah Hill, today. How y'all doing?
Again. Doing great. Doing great.
I'm doing better.
Nice.
How you doing, Brad and Brian and Sarah, of course?
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be here.
Brad, where are you?
Okay, I think Brad mentioned you might. I'll tell you what, we'll just go ahead and get started. Now, I did some background research on you, Sarah, and I think you said you started out in radio, right? In the 90s?
Yeah, I started out in radio at an NPR affiliate, actually, in Springfield, Missouri. I covered the city beat and got into television, then went to the University of Missouri and studied journalism there and graduated, went to Jefferson City, Missouri, worked there for a little bit, and came to KOMU in about 2000.
And now, of course, you're working with KOMU in Missouri, Channel 8. And one of the most interesting things I've noticed is you're incorporating Google Plus Hangouts with the newscast, and which is I think you're like the first one to do that. How'd you get started in doing that?
Essentially, it started back in July. My social media ninja, as I call it, Jen Reeves, sent me an invite to Google Plus. Said you might want to check this out. It's a new social networking platform. And at the time, we were planning an interactive newscast, and I thought, oh, this might be interesting—a new little toy. So I decided that it might be kind of cool to open up a laptop on our new set and invite viewers to come into our hangout, see behind the scenes of the news, and talk with us during the show. I just did a public post. I said, hey, would anybody find this fascinating? And the world flooded in our laptop. And by the world, I do mean people from every single country. They were on there with us, a local television station out on a cattle farm in the middle of Missouri, and they were talking with us in real time during the newscast.
So how many people you got in your circle now? I heard it was like 5,000 or more or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I haven't looked lately. It's like 550,000. Last time I looked, check it right now. Yeah, but it's a great way to connect. Google Plus Hangouts are really a great way for businesses to connect with people, for news stations to connect with their audience. You know, newscasters have always done Facebook posts or tweets during the newscast with viewers and that text-based engagement. But what Google Plus Hangouts provide is the ability to have face-to-face contact with the people who are viewing your broadcast. And it's kind of like taking your live stream here that's going on your website, and essentially all of those people who are typing in on a text, the ability to bring them up right next to you and have them pull up a chair on your cyber couch and say, hello, you know, this is what we do. This is TV. And it kind of peels back that mysterious curtain of journalism and lets people peer inside.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, because you get that interactivity. Now, I don't know if you have time to really look at the chat room while you're doing the show, but do you do occasionally and mention that on air? Or I'm guessing you don't usually have much time, but.
Well, yeah, we do, actually. We have a live chat that happens on our website at KOMU.com. And we have a streaming newscast page. And so during the show, I'm chatting on that streaming newscast page with viewers who are either not able to get in the Hangout because it's full or they don't have a webcam, they can live chat with us during the show. So we have a bunch of different things that we're doing the show. In addition to doing the TV portion of the newscast, we're also chatting with our co-host. Ours was the first newscast co-hosted by a live cyber couch via Hangout. And we not only talk with the people behind the scenes of the news, but we bring them on the news to be a part of the show and to share what they think is news in their world. So that's essentially how that works.
Okay.
We display the Hangout in a 50-inch touchscreen monitor. And so during the broadcast, that's how we're able to bring it in. The monitor is actually made by AccuWeather. And when they came in to train me, I think the guy thought I was nuts because he says, oh, so how long have you been, you know, a meteorologist? And I said, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just a news person. He goes, okay, well, do you want to load your weather maps on here? And I said, I don't have any weather maps. I'm using it to display a Hangout. And of course, they had never heard. They're like, what's a Hangout? So I had to show them. And, you know, we haven't ever used it for any weather maps. It's an AccuWeather touchscreen, but it sure is pretty handy to display the Hangout in. And then we're able to select those different thumbnails to bring on the air.
How about you, Brian? It sounds like you got some questions for her there.
I was just going to say that as of right now, I'm looking at her Google Plus page. She has 602,487 people that have her in circles.
Is that all? No, I was kidding. That's a lot.
Well, it's increased over by about 100 since she's been talking.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, and that's and part of that also is the Google has a suggested users list. So when you sign up for Google Plus, they suggest users. So since I'm on that list, my numbers are inflated. Then you know, somebody else might be. So.
But I will say it is really fun to be able to get in on these Hangouts because, for one thing, we get to see you guys in the background, you know, doing your news broadcast and you send it off to somebody else and then, you know, you come by, you know, you chat with us and stuff. And, yeah, that's something I really would like to see for us to have here in Cincinnati and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that we hear from guests all over when they join. They say, wow, I wish my local news anchor would do that. And really, you get better stories as far as journalists goes. You have a deeper connection. I mean, it's great to chat with avatars on other social networking sites. But when you have the ability to connect with someone face-to-face in a Hangout and learn about the baby that they have on their lap or that picture that they painted in the background or you know, the cat that's on their shoulder. I mean, all of those are opportunities to connect face to face. And it's really kind of, a campfire or a kitchen table, if you will, that you're inviting people in, to gather around it and share, have a group conversation about the day's news. And essentially people don't just want the information.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say they don't just want the information. They want forums in which to talk about the day's news, not just consume the news.
Because I can almost see this as being, you know, kind of, you know, if something happens and you guys don't have a reporter on site, you know, you get on Google Hangouts and, you know, say someone's on their cell phone and they're broadcasting the event right there, you know. I can see that type of thing.
Yeah, mobile reporting. Matter of fact, we are using that. We use that now. We had, for instance, we're using it as a satellite truck, if you will. We had one day where a bunch of people were camped outside of Mizzou Arena to get tickets to the MUKU game while all of our live reporters were out. So what did we do? We sent somebody out there with a mobile hotspot with a laptop. And he hung out with us and essentially showed us what was going on there live via Hangout. So, and it's free technology. So for small market television news stations like ourselves, we're really geeked out about it because it expands our virtual reach. And I've said before, it's like a free satellite truck in the middle of a crowdsourcing tool. So you have the ability not only to interview individuals virtually via this 10-person video conference, but you have the ability to find them because it happens in a social network. Now, you still have to vet those individuals and make sure they are who they say they are. But the ability to find people who've experienced news events is actually quite easy on Google+. We've interviewed people in the aftermath of the Penn State riots, in the aftermath of the Oslo bombings. For instance, during the Penn State riots, you might have been following some of the live tweeting that was going on after the Penn State riots. And we were on there telling people, guys, it's fine to live tweet. But you have this technology now where you can live hang. So, you know, I've opened up a hangout. Join our hangout and show us what you're seeing. None of this text-based, you know, sending a picture here or a video there. You know, join in. You show us in mass and have a group conversation about some of the different things you're seeing. We had Joplin, Missouri in our backyard not too long ago. 160 people died, a bad tornado. You know, it took us a while to get helicopters. A helicopter was sent in order to get video. But had we had Hangout technology back then in May, we would have been able to say, okay, viewers, we have opened a Hangout. Join our Hangout from your phone or whatever and show us your backyards. Show us the damage and let us communicate that emergency information. And let's have a group conversation about that. And we're using that technology now. Weather reports, you know, we've had some snowstorms. We've had our viewers turn their cameras outside their windows and show us how much snow they've received. So opportunities like that that are really exciting as far as journalism goes when you can bring people on with you live in mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also want to add that Sarah hears the 4 p.m. newscast, and she also has segments, I think, Your View and Sarah Stories, which I've actually watched on YouTube and a few other places. And I know you also did some things outside the country, I think, documentaries in Guatemala and some other countries. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and actually it's our 11 a.m. newscast. It's not 4 p.m. anymore. It's 11 a.m. That's our interactive newscast where we actually co-host the show with a live Google Plus Hangout. We've been to Guatemala, and we've did some stories about how people have to crawl on the ground because they have no other source of mobility. We've been to Sri Lanka and Indonesia, and we covered the aftermath of the tsunami, which was very eye-opening. And then we also went to Vietnam as well and did another documentary about the people who have to crawl. So I enjoy, doing different kind of feature stories that stories that come via word of mouth, essentially, instead of a press release or, you know, some official telling you. I like the ones that when they say there's this guy, you know, my ears instantly perk up because I know that's something you wouldn't get in a press release.
Your other segments, like Sarah Stories, that's, I guess, the local news stories locally. And it's kind of like human interest type stories with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all human interest type stories. If it is devoid of conflict and controversy, then that's my beat, essentially.
Oh, okay, you don't like controversy then. You're like, stay away, right?
Controversy is there. You know, there is definitely a place for watchdogs. Obviously, it's very important in journalism. It's just my beat is more of the feature
angle. Yeah, that's true. Okay, now I know we got to kind of let Sarah go. She's got to do leave here very shortly. Thanks for stopping by, and hopefully we can get you on the show again because without any internet problems, hopefully, because I know we probably missed a lot of things. So thanks, Sarah.
No worries. I appreciate the opportunity, and it's great to connect with your listeners, and I would hope that they would connect on Google Plus as well. And who knows, maybe perhaps in the future we'll see them and see all of you in a Google Plus Hangout.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Go to our Google Hangout during your live news broadcast. Yeah.
Right. It's at 11 a.m. Central. 11 a.m. Central.
And if you want to, you can leave some links in there, or I'll try to put the links in maybe later today or during the show if I can.
Sure, okay. Absolutely. I'll put them in right now.
Okay, excellent.
Because I know that that spread this out, you know, where I live in Cincinnati, because, you know, we don't have that type of stuff. And, like, you know, the closest thing that we come with our reporters is Facebook and Twitter. And it's like, you know, and the website. But there's no real interaction with the people. You know, and this Google Hangout stuff is great. This is why I love Google Plus.
And now, Brian, I think we want you to cover the news too for this episode of the Tech Webcast. And can you tell us what's going out there?
Sure. Well, as for big news, is Tech Webcast has hit 300 likes on Facebook. So that's, and hopefully it's slowly climbing and stuff. So if you haven't liked it yet, like it now, because we may want to get more and more. And the other big thing is that they're on TiVo too. So you can find Tech Webcast on TiVo as well. So that's pretty exciting. As for the news, mostly a lot of Apple stuff. Mountain Lion OS X 10.8 was released to developers today. Some of the stuff includes Messages, iCloud, Game Center, Notification Center, Notes that you typically find on the iOS, and the new thing called Gatekeeper, which is essentially antivirus, because they are acknowledging that, you know, as more and more people buy Macs, the risk of malware is going to increase. So the other big thing is that though Android has been doing this, Apple has finally acknowledged that they will now require their app developers to explicitly tell what type of permissions, mainly dealing with user data in light of the PATH incident of them taking all your contacts and storing it on their servers and stuff. And let's see, Apple also started to responded to the criticism of how their Chinese workers at Foxconn are being treated and stuff, and so they've hired a third party company to do inspections. So hopefully, you know, we can get those get everything straightened out with that. Other than that, you know, there is the slight risk that Apple may have a difficulty getting iPads being exported out of China due to a cut or a trademark infringement that a lot of people are or that one company in China is facing. You know, apparently they own the iPad, and you know, and they want to block all the import or exports of the iPads that'll be sent around the world. So let's wait to see what happens with that. Other than that, that's pretty much the big stuff.
Major. There's been a lot of app stories come out lately. Yesterday.
Yeah. I would say one last thing is, you know, the Sunday The Simpsons airs their 500th episode.
Oh wow, that's a lot of episodes. Exactly. They've been going actually since like the 1989. Okay, wow.
Yeah. Which, you know, for me, it's a little bit creepy to know that for most of my life, The Simpsons have been there. So,
yeah, without Simpsons,
Pope John Paul II was around for forever. You know, the whole thing. You know, this is their 23rd season, and the only thing that I've heard so far that may end it is contract disputes that they've been having, because apparently Fox wants to have them take a 40% cut, and if they don't, then they're willing to scrap the show. But that was like a few months ago, so
okay,
see what happens with that.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up for today's Tech Webcast. Of course, we had Sarah Hill at news anchor here. And of course, we got Brian for co-hosting for us. Thanks for being a co-host. Jason couldn't make it. Could you tell us where we can find you on Twitter and the internet?
I am at Brian Boer on Twitter, BrianBooher. I also have a Twitter handle of Modern Day Comps, as well as I have my little tech side business of Modern Day Computers. You can find me at that Modern Day Computers on YouTube. I've been posting some YouTube videos on primarily rooting the Kindle Fire, though I will post more. But otherwise, as for blogs, brianboer.blogger.com. I do have brianboer.com, but I don't have anything on there. So.
Okay. You can find me, and of course, on Twitter, which is chatterbox_live. And of course, right here on my justin.tv channel /LinuxCoolDude. Where we do the Tech Webcast live version if you want to see it while it's being recorded. And, of course, it's going to be on YouTube and podcast as well on techwebcast.info. And let me go ahead and let Brad play the outro for us.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running Tech News Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for Geeks.